It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Public health experts warn that poor air quality from wildfires can cause symptoms similar to those of a coronavirus infection. Dr. Alexis Burakoff is an epidemiologist with the state. She says those similar symptoms include watery eyes, a scratchy throat, cough, and some difficulty breathing.
There are some symptoms of COVID-19 that are not typical of wildfire smoke. For example, fever, chills, and diarrhea.
Burakoff says anyone who thinks they might have COVID-19 should get tested. The state expects demand for tests to go up as the poor air quality continues. Officials say people should check local air quality information online before going outside. The air is smoky near Grand Junction, where there are also dozens of oil and gas wells in and around the perimeter of the Pine Gulch fire. That fire covers a lot of ground, now more than 87,000 acres. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
Fire official Pat Seekins says facilities in the southwest portion of the fire have been confirmed as damaged. He says they're working with companies in the area to protect infrastructure from fire damage.
Identifying those gas lines, those oil well sites that are of concern, whether they're threat or damaged, so they can get assessments on where the fire is going. We want to get ahead of that, which we feel like we are.
Seekins says most oil and gas infrastructure has been unaffected by the fire and that threat assessments are ongoing. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
Coloradans will decide in November on a proposed reduction to the state income tax rate. Independence Institute Director Ben Murray says it would lower the rate from 4.63% to 4.55%.
We're excited about it. I think we like our chances. People tend to like to have lower tax rates. We feel that people are better at spending their own money than bureaucrats are at spending their money.
State election officials say organizers of Initiative 306 got enough valid signatures to qualify for November's ballot. This is CPR News.